con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Terms and conditions apply. And good morning. Welcome to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Could be in the afternoon, depending on where you are watching. Of course, this is Fantasy Sports Today. Every day, noon to 2 Eastern, Craig Mish and Davis Maddock. We cover fantasy sports. We cover sports wagering, everything going on in the world of sports, whether it's live or it's going to happen in a few hours, trying to give you the edge here on Sports Grid. And Davis, I know we had a fun weekend. We've got a lot of NBA to cover here on the show today. We're coming toward the end here of the Eastern Conference and Western Conference Finals. Pretty soon we're going to be looking at, of course, the NBA Finals. And I don't know if you caught this over the weekend, Davis, but be careful because Major League Baseball has found someone they suspect of cheating. We're going to find out later today if he indeed did.
Yeah, we sure are. I saw those reports. I mean, we got loads of stuff going on. We got the NBA playoffs, an incredible playoff at the Travelers Championship. 8 holes it lasted. It was absurd. Felt like one of those guys, you know, felt like no one wanted to give there. We have, you know, Wimbledon starting today. World number 3 Stefano Tsitsipas is about to lose right now his first matchup against American Francis Tiafoe. Right now he dropped 2 sets to begin with. It looked like maybe he was going to battle back a little bit, but now he is down 5-3 here at the end. So I mean, it just we have 2 hours here, and I don't think we'll be able to cover everything we want to cover.
Yeah, of course. So we'll continue talking fantasy football, getting you closer to fantasy football draft season. The month of July is only a few days away, so let's get started. Here are our headlines here at the top of the hour right here on Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid. And, of course, the big story this afternoon is the performance of Chris Middleton of the Milwaukee Bucks, who just blew up last night, especially in the second half. They're calling him now the closer. And Bucks lead the series now 2-1. They look like the better team, at least thus far. Harris English wins an unbelievable 8-hole playoff at the Travelers. Full transparency here, I did not watch all 8 playoff holes. It just got crazy for me yesterday, so I did not see the finish. But I know it was fantastic there. I think they should have just flipped the coin to see who was going to win at the end of that one. Mariners pitcher Hector Santiago is the first Major League Baseball player caught with some sort of substance. He is saying it just was rosin. We're going to find out. The glove is probably going to be investigated today, and maybe during the show we'll have an answer for you. Could have our first 10-game suspension. We will see. Huge day yesterday for Shohei Ohtani. Another home run, a triple, a double, a stolen base. This guy is just unbelievable. It just doesn't stop. Could end up being the home run leader and have a great pitching season. It's been an incredible year, no doubt about it. Also, how about the Boston Red Sox sweeping the New York Yankees over the weekend in Boston? Yankees players talk about being punched in the face over the weekend. There is no doubt about that. We'll hear from Gerrit Cole coming up later in the show. But yesterday, Chris Middleton outscored the Atlanta Hawks in the fourth quarter. It was that kind of closing effort from Middleton that led them to the win. They now have a commanding lead in the series, and Middleton was asked whether or not he is simply the closer on the Bucks moving forward.
I think where our team is so unselfish, if anybody has it going, that ball goes to them. Some games it's me, some games it's Giannis, some games it's Drew. We all have a great feel about who has it going, who has the best matchup, and who can create the best look. So when it's my turn or my time to have it, you know, I'm thinking the same way, to try to get the best shot up for everybody.
And Davis, this would be the difference between the Bucks getting knocked out in the bubble last year and winning the NBA championship. And Giannis is the kind of player that can win an NBA championship, but he's going to need guys to shoot the ball and make buckets. Middleton maybe is becoming that guy. Now, I mean, everybody knows who he is, Davis. No one, I don't think, considers him a superstar. But if he moves this way and starts closing out games like he does from Milwaukee, they got a good shot to win it all.
Yeah, I mean, they are going to need these continued great performances from Chris Middleton. The big problem, especially when they get to the NBA Finals, assuming they do close out this series against the Atlanta Hawks, is going to be that Drew Holiday has just not played well. Drew Holiday went 2-for-11 from the floor yesterday, kind of got saved by Chris Middleton, to be honest, because this was maybe looking like a very improbable Atlanta Hawks win. Trae Young rolls his ankle in this game, and it's looking like, oh, you know, same old Bucks. They're gonna find a way to let a hobbled Trae Young, you know, get them out of the playoffs, right? Get up 2-1, and they found a way. So, you know, of course, props to Chris Middleton. Props to Giannis, who was fantastic in that game yesterday. It's kind of funny. I wonder if this is going to be viewed as one of the most asterisk-filled NBA championships ever, right? Kawhi Leonard knee injury, the LeBron and Anthony Davis injuries in the regular season, the Nets injuries. Like, it's insane the amount of injuries that have impacted us to the playoffs up to this point.
Yeah, it really has. And again, no one had Milwaukee and Phoenix playing for the NBA championship, but we could be there coming up soon. Also, Chauncey Billups is going to be the new head coach of the Portland Trailblazers. And it could be Penny Hardaway as the new head coach of the Orlando Magic. So you're talking about dialing it back to the 90s. Hello, Chauncey Billups, Jason Kidd, and Penny Hardaway all getting jobs within the last week. So we'll keep an eye on the coaching carousel that is the NBA. But coming up next, it's time for us to preview what could be the end of the line for the Los Angeles Clippers. They've gone toe-to-toe with Phoenix, but Phoenix looks like they have the upper hand. The whole series can change in one game, but will it change tonight with Phoenix being at home? We're going to take a look at that and also take a look at Devin Booker's player props for tonight, as well as Paul George's. So stay on the grid and stay with us for that. Plenty of baseball to get to today.
Huge. Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino-style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21+.
Huge matchups in the division tonight as the Giants are taking on the Dodgers and the Cubs are taking on the Brewers. So these are two good rivalry games that we're going to get to against the spread. We'll have them for you coming up as well. Waiver wire in fantasy baseball, locked and loaded here on this Monday. You're watching Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, David Smatic. We are back in just a few minutes. On the grid. Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, along with David Smatic. Hope you're having a good Monday, our final Monday in June 2021. We're going to turn the page. It's July 4th weekend. We got special programming for you here on Fantasy Sports Today coming up this weekend as well. We'll tell you all about that this week, no doubt. But before we get to this weekend, we got to see who's going to be playing in the NBA Finals. And tonight, we may know. Let's take a look at the odds tonight on FanDuel, because the Clippers are up against it in Phoenix as a 5.5-point underdog. The total is 214.5. Actually, I see 214 here on FanDuel right now. Phoenix leads the series 3-1. We've seen teams come back from 3-1, but it is rare. Monty Williams is the head coach, of course, of the Phoenix Suns, who really hasn't gotten a ton of accolades during the playoffs. The former NBA player took him a couple of years, he said, to kind of get familiar with the players, and says that regardless of the funny things that he says, and I guess the Monty-isms that he has used over the course of the season, is finally starting to resonate with his guys.
When they make fun of me, I think that's a sign that we're tight, you know, that they feel comfortable with a word that I may use or something that I may say that could be out of nowhere or corny or, you know, whatever it is, they don't mind making fun of me. I think that's a sign that we're a tight group. And last year it wasn't like that. Last year it was, there was this, not tension, but there was a wall still there. It was more me reaching out, making fun of them or talking about this and that kind of thing. I think the thing that I really like about our team is I can joke with them and they don't take it seriously. Like, we all listen to different music, and I can joke about the kind of music they listen to, and they don't get it like personal. They're just like, oh, coach, you listen to, you know, whatever, that kind of thing. So I think that the relationship piece is tighter. And I think they all understand how much I care about them. I think they care about me and our staff. And, you know, that tends to lead to more, you know, intimate conversations, joking around, that kind of thing. They probably tell you some of the words I use are kind of goofy. And I catch them from time to time when I'm talking. I see a guy, like, looking at his teammate, like, you know, did you hear what he just said? That kind of thing. So I think they've rubbed off on me in that way, because they're looser with me now and more apt to joke and actually joke on me more than they did last year.
Davis, that's always a key point, I think, when coaches and players get along. And people forget, Monty Williams, not that long ago, was a really good player in the NBA too. It's very apparent that he's getting the most out of this team. This was not a team, Davis, 2 years ago that you would have even considered to be in this spot. But the turnaround is here, and maybe sometimes you just got to give credit to the coach. Monty Williams has them in a good spot. Tonight, 5.5, you got Phoenix or L.A.?
I'm taking L.A. I sound like such a broken drum. Every time you go to me, I'm like, look, the Clippers aren't dead yet. And to be honest, they could have won Game 4 that was played on Saturday. You know, Paul George goes to the line. They're down 3. He misses both free throws. Then DeMarcus Cousins gets the rebound. He makes one of the free throws, then misses one. They have a bad defensive possession. But, like, they could have won. I mean, they're at the end game again. You know, they're still struggling with the free throws. They're still struggling to get the shot at the end of the game. And, you know, obviously I think a big part of it has got to be on Paul George. If Paul George makes those free throws, we're talking about a different end of game scenario. But I still believe, and I know we just got some great sound from Monty Williams there. We all feel great about Chris Paul. Devin Booker is playing phenomenal. He was in that mask. He looked hilarious in his face mask. But I still think the Clippers can win this game. The series, I don't know, you know, 3-1, it basically never happened. So I'm not gonna make any absurd predictions there. But I think they can at least maybe stretch this to 6 games. I still think this is, like, at the end of the day, I think the Clippers roster is more talented, which maybe seems absurd.
All right. Well, DeAndre Ayton thought Booker looked pretty good. He had a shirt of Booker with the mask on. That was pretty quick. Good turnaround there. Speaking of which, we thought we'd dive into some player props tonight, because we're going to be doing this for every game of the NBA Finals for sure. We've got Booker's total on FanDuel here, his point total here, Davis. I see 26.5 and some juice here on the over at -120. And the under is -26.5 +100. We know that this guy could go off 40, 50 points every game. So I guess this is more conceptually for you as they kind of devise a game plan tonight. You think that he goes over or under this total?
Yeah, I would actually probably lean on the under here. This series has been relatively low scoring compared to kind of, you know, your average NBA game. Both teams have really slowed it up. 84-80, 106-92, 104-103. And then the first game, very high scoring. Devin Booker took 29 shots in that game, scored 40 points, had his first career triple-double. But I think that I think the Clippers would probably rather Chris Paul be the dominant shooter. I think that they will probably have their defensive assignments bending Devin Booker's direction. And I think they also, you know, Devin Booker, great three-point shooter, shoots a lot of three-pointers, 5, 7, 3, and 7. Chris Paul, not as much of a three-point shooter, particularly off the dribble at this stage in his career. A lot of 18-footers. And Chris Paul is dominant, right? We get the tweets from your Kendrick Perkinses and your other NBA guys, like, oh, the return of the mid-range. The mid-range is not dead. People wrote it off too soon. And Giannis, another great, has been doing a lot in the mid-range in that Bucks-Hawks series. But I do think probably under here for Devin Booker is the way that I am leaning.
All right. And then from Booker, we go to a guy that probably is going to have to go over his total today to win this game, I would guess. Now, so if you like the Clippers, you got to like Paul George there at 29.5 over on FanDuel. A little bit of juice toward the over. 29.5 is the number.
Yeah, I think I feel pretty comfortable taking the over on Paul George. I would anticipate that in this game, he probably gets, I mean, he might do the Kevin Durant. He might play 48 minutes in this game because this is their season. If they lose this game, that's it. That's all there is. There's nothing more. He has 34, 26, 27, and 23 points, has taken 20, 26, 23, and 26 shots over the course of this series. But he can't make his free throws. He is shooting below his career averages at free throws. So, you know, you get him back up to 80, 85% of his free throws. He makes, you know, one extra three-pointer. You're feeling pretty good about that one. And like I said, I do think the Clippers are able to maybe not win this game, but at least cover. They have been so bad at the late games in these series, which I think you kind of have to point at. I think you kind of have to point that at Ty Lue a little bit. So it's just one of those things. I think we got to lean on the over here for Paul George.
Yeah, and I understand the thought process in taking the points too. This may be a game, Davis, by the way, that the Clippers cover and their season ends tonight. You know, that's definitely seems to be a possibility after the way that they played in that game where they lost on the alley-oop, and then the last game you mentioned as well, missing the free throws. So
con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un sausage burrito es solo $1.50. Así que échale salsa picante o ketchup a tu sausage burrito con todo en McDonald's. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Bubba Wallace here from 2311 Racing. On the track, my car's look is everything. But today, I'm talking about more than just paint schemes. I'm talking about my favorite games at Chumba Casino. Check out exclusives like Stampede Fury and my own King Croc Fury. It's just as wild as my car looked in Texas. With over 200 games and new ones weekly, play for free at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
5.5 is the total tonight over on FanDuel. Under on Booker, says Davis, and over on Paul George tonight. And you can monitor those tonight if you watch in-game live right here on Sports Grid on the Monday night edition of the show. All right, coming up next, it's time for us to dive into Major League Baseball. No afternoon games. There is one game starting at 5 p.m. Eastern. We're going to bypass that because we have three games of interest that are kind of rare for a Monday to have this much interest. You have a division battle between the Cubs and Brewers. You have the Angels going in to play the Yankees, who are just falling apart at the seams. And then you have the Giants taking on the Dodgers, where those two teams usually don't like each other and the fans don't either. We'll preview those games next. Don't go away. So welcome back to Fantasy Sports today here on Sports Grid. We're closing in on the halfway point of the Major League Baseball season. Closing in on July 4th, the All-Star Game, all that good stuff. Of course, the Home Run Derby contestants are going to be announced this week as well as the players in the All-Star Game, no doubt. But we still have some interesting division battles going on right now. And don't look now, but the hottest team in the NL Central and the team that's in first place, the Milwaukee Brewers. After everything that they've been going through this season, they are still right on the cusp of capturing a championship here. The Cardinals have completely gone the other way. Cubs seem to be fading as well. So let's take a look at tonight's game in particular, where the FanDuel basically is telling you Milwaukee's going to win. I mean, they are minus 144 tonight, even with a 7.5 total, which is rare. Usually with a total like this, you would think that the line would be a little bit closer. Wandy Peralta, who has been great, he's been basically their third best starter this year behind Burns and Woodruff. Kyle Hendricks pitched for the Cubs. Not quite sure ever what you're going to get from Kyle Hendricks. But the one player that has really lifted the Brewers over the weekend after a second call-up is their young first baseman, Keston Hiura, who was striking out insanely in April and May, got sent down to the minors. Now he is back and said that that second stint down to the minors really was the difference in his batting speed.
That first stint, you know, the numbers were good. You know, I was able to barrel a lot of balls and you know, make a lot of good contact, but for me, I wasn't feeling as comfortable as I normally am or normally as I am in the box, as before. So the second stint, it was more so, I was able to be satisfied whether I got out or got a hit or whatnot. You know, taking pitch by pitch, you know, reading how they're pitching to me, making better swing decisions. Those were all the things that, you know, the second stint I was able to kind of feel a lot better and then get that comfort back in the box. So I think that was a huge difference between that first and second stint.
And Davis, this would be a huge revelation for the Brewers. If they could get this kid right, I mean, that's a huge game changer for them because Lorenzo Cain's been on the injured list most of the season. Christian Yelich really hasn't been who Christian Yelich is supposed to be. The Brewers have been carried by their starting pitching in their bullpen. And Hura hit a home run yesterday. He's had a good weekend. And if he starts hitting, I think the Brewers go from like slight favorites in that division to maybe the overwhelming favorite because the other teams in the division don't look very good. They can put the Cubs out this week. You know, they beat the Cubs three games in a row here, Davis. That may be it for the Cubs because I think at the deadline they have to make some big decisions too.
Yeah, I mean, so I am definitely on the Milwaukee Brewers here, minus 144. I would probably lean the over on this total. You know, Freddie Peralta will do his usual work, but I am a noted Kyle Hendricks non-believer. And I think what you said about Kessin Hura is pretty accurate, though. Look at his 2019 numbers. In 348 plate appearances, 19 home runs, 9 stolen bases, .303 batting average. Now, he had an insane batting average on balls in play, a .402 batting average on balls in play, like absolutely crazy. And a lot of what we saw from him, you know, in 2020, a lot of what we saw from him thus far batting .149 through 137 plate appearances is a normalization of that batting average in balls in play. But his K rate has leapt up. In 2019, 30%. Last season, it was 35%. In his major league plate appearances thus far, it's been 38%. And he was still striking out in AAA 30% of the time, which is, you know, that's not a great signal for a young player who you want to increase his, you know, batted ball profile in the major leagues. But if they can get him up to, you know, a 250 isolated slugging hitter, that's pretty good for them. And I think they would probably take it even if it comes with a 220 batting average.
Yeah, and he's basically given up on in fantasy. And maybe still some team would be willing to just think that that one game was a sell high. It may not be a bad buy if you need power in fantasy. You're going to have to keep an eye on Kessin Hura. I don't think he was ever as bad as he showed. He probably wasn't as good as he showed either, somewhere in the middle. All right, well, who knows what the Yankees are at this point. We know they're big favorites tonight over the Angels, and I'll get into why here. They're minus 166 on the money line on FanDuel. The Angels, you can get plus 140 on that money, and the total is 10. What is the reason? Well, Dylan Bundy's been just brutal this year. It's been a really, really, really bad year for Bundy. He's given up home runs like crazy like he did in Baltimore. I don't know what happened with him last year that he pitched well, but he's gone the other way. Michael King, 5 innings, turn it over to the bullpen. Yankees hypothetically score 4 or 5 runs before Bundy comes out. They feel good about that. Now, I don't know that that's going to happen, though, because the Yankees' offense hasn't been that great as it is. And their pitching also hasn't been good, especially Gerrit Cole, who's had a really rough time over the last 2 weeks and essentially was asked yesterday after the sweep of the Red Sox where they go moving forward.
As best you can when you get punched in the face. You know, I think at some point you know, it's sometimes, you know, you're going to take hits and you got to, you know, keep your cool and respond and understand that some of them are going to land, you know, but we've been taking some blows. And I think, I think we got to start dishing some back and not in one game, not in one series, deliberate approach to, you know, not that the intent's not there. I'm not saying the intent's not there, but the reality is we have to find a way to deliver that consistent approach that keeps the heat on the other team and responds when things don't go our way.
Pretty much the story of the season there, Davis. They've had these little mini runs where they've been able to win a few games, but they're falling so far behind in the East that it seems like the only shot they may have is for the wild card, which is stunning considering we're only in June. As far as tonight is concerned, Davis, I cannot back Bundy. There's no doing that. So if you want to talk me into something else, I'm happy to listen. But I am not going to take that plus 140, no matter how many home runs Ohtani hits tonight. I mean, I guess they could win like 13-10. That'd be the only thing that I could see. The only way the Angels win.
I mean, I will try and talk you into Bundy. He is getting very unlucky, even by his own standards. His actual ERA 6.6. His expected ERA based on his batted ball profile and his strikeout and walks is 4.5. So if he just gets a bunch of regression in one game, maybe you're feeling good about it there. But if you are betting on the Angels tonight, it's not because of Bundy. It's just because you're getting a little bit extra money. You're expecting the ball to be flying out of the park and for Michael King to get beat up as bad as you expect Dylan Bundy. And then also, it just feels like the Yankees are in this cycle of self-perpetuating losing. Like, all they can think about is the fact that they're not meeting expectations, that they're not winning the division. I think we'll probably see Aaron Boone get moved on from at this point. We talked about this in Fantasy Reality, and we said he's got about 2 weeks. His 2 weeks are about up. I think we will probably see a move get made here by the front office. I mean, it feels like that's what you have to do, right? Either a big trade, which I don't see an obvious big trade for the Yankees front office to make, or you fire Aaron Boone.
Yeah, I don't know what the Yankees' answer is. My guess is they would try. I mean, by the way, if they're going to make a trade, what are they waiting for? Like, this is one team that probably needs to act now, because by the time July 30th comes along, it may be impossible. So, yeah, it's been tough to watch. And by the way, some of the numbers on the team actually look okay. Like, you would think, like, Stanton's completely bombing. No, he's got, like, 13 home runs. It's just none of these guys have gotten hot at the right time. Torres has had a really, really rough year, too. All right, let's take a look at the marquee game tonight on the West Coast, which is the Giants taking on the Los Angeles Dodgers. The Giants are the first-place team in the National League West, having an unbelievable season, and you can get plus 160 tonight if you dare oppose Trevor Bauer. The total is 8. Anthony DeSclafani is on the mound for San Francisco. The Giants have hit more home runs than the Dodgers this year, Davis, so maybe there is something to this. But this is going to be an intense game and an intense series for sure, because, again, this is another situation where I think the Dodgers inevitably end up winning the division, but if for some reason they were to get swept by San Francisco, that would certainly change things. Minus 190 on LA, San Francisco plus 160.
Yeah, all these games are super important. The Giants right now are 50-27. The Dodgers are 47-31. They are 3.5 games back. If they somehow get swept in the series, you're right. Then you're talking about, well, crap, we're going to the All-Star game. We're 7 games back of the division. This is not going according to plan. This is not how the Dodgers drew things up. And then, by the way, if you're that far back, that probably means the Padres gained a couple games on you. And, they still have to feel good about the wild card. So with 47 wins, the Dodgers would be first in the NL Central. They would be first in the NL East, which does not look like a particularly strong division this season at all. But I think that this series is very important. I think these micro games are very important. You know, each individual game, I think there will be a lot of managerial adjustments. I think they will do everything they can with the bullpen to extract max value out of everyone. I think these will be some high leverage baseball games. I anticipate that the Dodgers will handle themselves well in these games. I anticipate that Trevor Bauer, I mean, who knows what Trevor Bauer, if he gets tossed out of tonight's game for substances or arguing with the umpires or whatever, I wouldn't be that surprised. But I do think the Dodgers and the run line is probably the right way to approach this one.
Yeah, I mean, look, he was pretty easy going the first time out with this stuff. So, we'll see. There's no telling with Bauer what he's going to do on any given game. All right, that's our baseball preview against the spread. If you stick with us in the next couple of minutes, we're going to head on over to the FanDuel Daily Fantasy site and help you come up with some options tonight in DFS. So make sure you stay on the grid for that. In addition, fantasy baseball is about to hit the halfway point of the season. I actually was pretty active on the waiver wire this week in fantasy. I made some moves here to try to boost my team a little.
Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal.
solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Hey guys, it's Ryan. I want to tell you about my new pastime, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has been around for over a decade, delivering the most fun you can have online. Play social casino style games for free anytime, anywhere. So sign up at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
But I think I kind of know who I am and what I am in these leagues. I'll tell you who I added, who I dropped, and also some deeper league options in fantasy baseball as well. So stick with us and stay on the grid. Davis's top plays at pitcher and the rest of the slate are next. Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Craig and Davis here with you on this Monday, 28th of June, 2021. We went through all of the betting options over on FanDuel tonight. Of course, there is plenty of DFS. So, Davis, unlike the normal Tuesday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday schedule, the Monday, Wednesday, Thursday always offer some different options. And I know that there are several teams that are off today. So as you take a broad view of the Monday slate, what did you see when you started preparing for this?
Well, I guess what's most interesting about this particular slate is I think we can qualify it by saying that there are three elite starting pitching options: Trevor Bauer, Freddie Peralta, and Lucas Giolito. I would anticipate Peralta being the most owned of those, Bauer being the second most owned, Giolito being the third most owned. Giolito the third because he has the most difficult matchup he's up against, the Minnesota Twins. Then we have guys like Danny Duffy with a horrible matchup, but you know, Danny Duffy, very interesting long-term form. So I think pitcher selection is going to be pretty interesting. But we also have a bunch of high totals today. The Cleveland Indians with a very high total. The Yankees and the Angels with very high totals. The Houston Astros, who seem like maybe they're just the best offense in baseball at this point with a six-run total. And keep in mind, we also have a very weird heat wave going throughout the United States right now, where it's, sure, it's hot in the Midwest. It's always hot in the Midwest. But we also have the Northeast and the Pacific Northwest with crazy temperatures. So we are going to see some weird totals over the next couple weeks, I think, as long as this heat wave continues. And I know people don't really think about weather that much, but like weather really impacts the run total for these games.
Yeah, no doubt, especially where, of course, the roof is open. Let's get to the pitchers here real quick. I know we just took a look at them. Let's do it one more time here. As far as the starting pitchers for tonight, let's go through it here. And Lucas Giolito, 9,000. Freddie Peralta, over 9,000. Davis is undeterred with his Royals losing every game every day. And Danny Duffy is on the board here. And, woof, Dylan Bundy, 6,000. So I'm going to go with Giolito or Peralta. That's I'm feeling good about those two.
Yeah, I mean, look, Giolito, Peralta, Bauer, those guys are going to be, 70% of the pool is going to own them. Duffy, to me, is just a fascinating guy because start to start, you literally do not know what he is going to be. I don't know if he is a foreign substance guy. I don't know if he's like an adrenaline pitcher and he needs the adrenaline to be there. But Danny Duffy, depending on which start you get him in, he might come out with a 30% K rate, not walk anyone, and be fanning guys. And JD Martinez will look like a little leaguer against him. Or he'll come out, not be able to locate the fastball at all, leave stuff in the zone and get smoked and be out after four innings. So that's what I know about Danny Duffy. And then the thing with Dylan Bundy is if you roster him for 6,000, you know you're getting the strikeouts. Now, he might give up five back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back home runs against the New York Yankees, but he is going to strike guys out. I guarantee you, even in a bad start, he's getting a strikeout per inning. That's what he does. So if he just gets lucky with the run prevention, you know, you get 35 FanDuel points from Dylan Bundy because you got lucky, maybe, and he gets the win. Then you can roster whoever you want. You can roster any Boston Red Sox. You can roster any Houston Astro. You can roster Otani and Rendon or whoever you want. So that's kind of the thinking with the starting pitching options today.
Okay, makes some sense there. Let's take a look at first base and catcher, see who we like here in terms of those options. Max Muncy is back pushing close to 4,000 again. We have Carlos Santana, Pete Alonso of the New York Mets, and, you know, Josh Bell, interesting. Josh Bell hit a home run yesterday, and I think he's starting to get back to who he was supposed to be, and you're probably not going to be able to get him at 2,900 that much longer, so I like that one too.
Yeah, Josh Bell. I mean, I have long been a Josh Bell believer. I think he's got fantastic raw power. I also just, and I bet you have picked up on this over our time together, you know, 6 months doing this show. Almost nothing I love more than switch hitters in baseball. I just love switch hitters so much. Jared Eichhoff is starting for the New York Mets tonight. So I anticipate some Washington Nationals are going to be able to score some runs. Pete Alonso, we actually don't know at this point who is going to be starting for the Nationals. They have Paolo Espino listed. He would be like an opener. Like he would be like a 2-3 inning style guy, is best I understand. So it should just be Mets all day. Carlos Santana, just a good matchup here for him against Garrett Richards. And Garrett Richards, Craig, he literally told us, he said, I can't pitch this way. I can't grip the ball. Look, if a pitcher tells you I cannot pitch with the ball this way, I'm going to probably feel like it's a good idea to use some batters against them. And then have I said any sentence on this show more than Anthony Descalfani can't get left-handed batters out? Max Muncy, left-handed batter against Anthony Descalfani.
Yeah, he's going to give up home runs. It's just a matter of he doesn't usually put guys on base, no doubt. All right, second base. Let's dive into the options here. Our friend Whit Merrifield is back on this list at 3,500. I'm going to have to just put a big X through Eduardo Escobar. The Diamondbacks are just not playing him until he's traded. I guess he's getting traded to the White Sox. He didn't play yesterday. He didn't play Saturday. I don't think he's going to play tonight. I think he's done there. So I am going to have to eliminate him from my list tonight until I hear otherwise. Cesar Hernandez, 3,300. Colton Wong, 3,200 for the Milwaukee Brewers. So Merrifield, Hernandez, Wong for me would be the guys, Davis. I'm almost positive Escobar is done in Arizona.
Look, that's why we do the show. That's why you have your nuggets to give me. I haven't included Jazz Chisholm in the list since you told me that he was dusted off. So it's good. It's good. Very good information to know. Cesar Hernandez, just a gigantic total for the Cleveland Indians against Matt Manning. Going to be warm. Ball is going to be flying out. Hernandez adds a little bit of pop, a little bit of speed. Whit Merrifield, I've already given my spiel. Garrett Richards can't grip the ball. Whit leads Major League Baseball in stolen bases. And then I think probably the sneakiest grouping of batters to use tonight is either left-handed batters for the Milwaukee Brewers or just their power guys, right? Avisel Garcia, guys like that, because Kyle Hendricks is peripherally, he looks a little bit better, but he still is like, you just are not getting away with an 88 mile an hour fastball that doesn't move. Do you know, is Kyle Hendricks a sticky stuff guy? Do we have an update on if he is a guy who has said one way or the other about using the stuff? Because imagine Kyle Hendricks going from getting shelled anyway with an 88 mile an hour fastball to it not moving at all.
Yeah, it's interesting. I haven't heard his name mentioned amongst those guys, but I guess we'll find out. I think he pitched once and seemed – I don't think anything came out of that, but we'll see tonight. Tonight will be a much better indication. Okay, over to third base. Jose Ramirez has been underpriced for 2 years. They just – I don't understand it, but he's 4,200. You look at his numbers, he's like one of the best players in baseball, but never hits 4,500, never. He's always around four. Nolan Arenado, boy, the Cardinals are – I don't know what is going on with them. 3,700 for him. Yoan Moncada is 3,200, and then Anthony Rendon's been quiet for most of the season. We'll see if he can recapture the form of a couple of years ago. He's priced at 3,000 tonight on FanDuel.
Yeah, third base. We actually have a bunch of strong options here. I really like the Cleveland Indians in this game tonight. I think we will see them against Matt Manning. You know, Matt Manning going to be a rough introduction to Major League Baseball. Though I feel like Manning is going to be one of those guys who comes out this season and has like 7 innings, 13 Ks, 2 walks. Like I feel like he's got one of those crazy ones in him. Hope it doesn't happen tonight, but he is a very high upside baseball prospect. Nolan Arenado, I've told you this a bunch of times, but just when he is up against like low quality starting pitching, mm-hmm. I just love him. I mean, he is so impressive to watch at the plate, has great control of the strike zone. He's always a little bit better against left-handed starting pitching, but don't mind him here against Jacob Faria. Yoan Moncada, gigantic team total for the Chicago White Sox. Hot weather, wind going to be blowing out there in Minnesota, part of that heat wave. Kenta Maeda, by the way, I think Maeda is getting a little bit too respected by the lines these days, it would be a spot where I'd be looking to bet against him, where I think some of his historical numbers are being pulled through into his betting lines, and I'm not quite sure he is still that guy. And then just the Los Angeles Angels tonight against Michael King. We just laid out the case in our betting segment. They are going to tee off on the Yankees tonight in Yankee Stadium.
All right, finally, let's do shortstop. Trey Turner, another homer yesterday. Turner probably shouldn't be priced at 4,400, honestly, but he's just so much better than all the other shortstops in baseball. It makes sense for FanDuel to have him there. Lindor is 3,200. Crawford has definitely fallen back a little bit. He is 2,700. And then McKinstry has been playing a little bit. He had a grand slam yesterday for the Dodgers. I wonder what that will do to Lux. It seems like anybody who plays well, they want to bench Lux. It just never happens for him. It's so weird. But he's at 2,600. I guess you got to check the lineup tonight when it comes out with him.
Yeah, I mean, I guess that for me, maybe I am just being kind of stubborn about Gavin Lux, but he has that insane prospect profile pedigree. And I just, like, when I see him under 3,000, I'm like, God, I just feel like I got to get him in. Like, I just feel like this guy is the new Corey Seager, and I just got to use him while he's available at these cheap prices. Brendan Crawford, just a little bit. He's got a lot of pop. I shouldn't say a little bit of pop. He's got a lot of pop. I'll guarantee a sub 1% ownership for him tonight on FanDuel. Mm-hmm. If you play him, you might be the only one in your contest who has him. Francisco Lindor against to be announced for the Washington Nationals, some combination of an opener and a bullpen there. And he's getting it together a little bit. 9 home runs, 5 stolen bases. He's slowly but surely figuring out. He's hitting 217 at least. He's not at the absolute bottom of the barrel. And then Trey Turner. Is Trey Turner the 6th, 7th best guy in fantasy baseball right now? I mean, he's doing everything you could want from a shortstop right now. I mean, just really, he's keeping pace with Tatis, which is absurd, but he really is doing it. And I think the Nationals are going to be a little bit underowned tonight because they don't have a huge team total. It's four and a half against Eichhoff, but Eichhoff is not strong.
Yeah, I would ride everything with Washington. They look really good right now. They're playing extremely well. Lester's the only one that sort of has had a hiccup. I think the Dodgers, Davis, are going to trade Gavin Lux. I think they're going to trade him.
Trade him to Kansas City.
I think he's going to get traded. I don't know. That's the sense I get. They're just so refusal to play him on an everyday basis. Okay, let's close it out. Outfield, of course, Ohtani, 4,100. Who's better than him? Juan Soto, 4,000. He has not looked right to me. Trey Mancini, the day after you announce a home run derby contestant, they usually homer, so that seems like a good bet, 3,300. Akil Baddoo of Detroit. Michael Conforto is not going to be 20 longer. He's back for the Mets.
Yeah, Michael Conforto, another guy who is a pet player of mine. He is going to be, well, I guarantee you, as he returns from the injured list and starts hitting, he is going to be in our outfield grouping quite a bit. Akil Baddoo, basically the same thing I say when Jazz is in the lineup. He's not going to have a great batting average, but he's got pop. He's got speed. He's who you want. Mancini, definitely the Orioles tonight. Here's a sneaky stack. The Orioles, people are not playing Mancini. They're not playing Mullins. They're not playing Mountcastle, but Zach Greinke, he's going to give up a couple bombs. Juan Soto, you said the other day, he's about to go on a run. I agree with you. And then Shohei Ohtani, your Major League Baseball leader in extra base hits. Of course, we had to include him.
Yeah, no doubt.
Con el under $3 menu de McDonald's, un McChicken es solo $1.50. Resulta que ser el héroe de tu primita solo te cuesta $1.50. Por un McChicken, good deal. Solo por tiempo limitado. Precios y participación pueden variar. Precios con entrega pueden ser más altos.
Hey, it is Ryan Seacrest here. Want to bring a little Hollywood excitement to your day? Take a few spins with Chumba Casino's brand new game, Ryan Seacrest's 10K Ways. It's free and features 10,000 ways to play, giving you nonstop action, including thrilling bonus respins and cascading reels. Every spin brings something new, so step into the spotlight, enjoy the excitement, and play today at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
He's a must play every format, every night, and I would say underpriced tonight. If I could get Ohtani and Jose Ramirez in my lineup with one of those pitchers, I think you got a good shot tonight. All right, coming up next, we'll have an update from Wimbledon, but an even bigger update from the Euro Cup, where unfortunately we cannot show you the highlight, but there is a chance that this will be the highlight you see on the pitch in soccer over the next 48 hours on a loop, because something happened in one of the games that just simply doesn't happen very often. And we'll get to that. I can't show it to you. We'll get to that next year on Sports Grid. Don't go away. Welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today here on Sports Grid. There are some that enjoy a good tennis bet. So, Davis, let's get a quick update at Wimbledon. But I think first you got to go through what happened here in the Euro Cup game with this goaltender on Spain, which doesn't happen that often and is going to be very tough to watch, unfortunately, for him for a while.
So, I mean, it's the worst own goal you're ever going to see. This particular variety defensive player for Spain has the ball, passes it back to his goalie so that he can redistribute it up to the field. Unai Simon, the Spain goalkeeper, tries to handle the back pass, you know, lifts his foot up, and it a dainty little soccer way to control it just so. It skips right off his shin pad and just rolls right into the net. And as it's going into the net, you can just see the look of absolute, you know, abject frustration and sadness on Unai Simon's face. Luckily for him, Pablo Sarabia equaled it 1-1 right before halftime. So Spain-Croatia is 1-1 right now. Stefanos Tsitsipas did lose his first round match. No big storylines outside of that at Wimbledon on the men's bracket thus far. We have some good matches coming up. Schwartzman is going to start here in about 15 minutes. We already got a win in actually four sets from Djokovic. He lost his first set on the men's side of the singles bracket.
All right. Well, I think we'll keep an update on that and also the Euro Cup as well. Wimbledon tennis going on right now, so make sure you stay on the grid for all of that. We got Chris coming up with the update here at the top of the hour, and then we'll be right back here at the 1 o'clock hour, our famous lunch hour right here on Fantasy Sports Today on Sports Grid. We've got Waiver Wire Monday in fantasy baseball coming up, so stay with us for that, no doubt. Also, as we creep closer to the fantasy football season today, our best ball preview, our early look, is on the Philadelphia Eagles. And I know one of Davis's favorite quarterbacks is on that team. So make sure you stay with us for that. We've got the Sports Grid 60. We've also got Fantasy or Reality. Our producer, Brett Levy, will jump in for that. So stay with us and stay on the grid. A whole hour to go. You're on Fantasy Sports Today. We'll have it for you next after Christmas.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.